and then become now a member of the Blades. How did you become a member of the Blades?
It has been quite a bit of a step change. So I actually finished working just before Christmas in the Royal Air Force, and I actually finished working in the Red Arrows. That ended up being my final tour, final job in the service. I then had to get my commercial pilot's license to become a Blades pilot. Now, I'll come on to it later, but the unique part of the Blades is that we are the world's only aerobatic airline. So essentially we are airline pilots, because we take passengers flying, we need to have commercial pilot's licenses. So I had to get that done. That you would think that would be quite easy, having been a Royal Air Force pilot for 20 plus years, but unfortunately it's not. It's a very different world, and there are 14 exams and a lot of flying to do. So I managed to squeeze that in into a few months and get my licenses done. My other half also had another baby and Christmas and all the other bits and bobs that go with it. So it's been a very hectic, we'll call it 10 months really, very hectic 10 months, but brilliantly enjoyable. And then started full time in March flying the aeroplane and getting fully settled in. So it's been an interesting few period, but it's been such a welcoming team to come to, because we all speak the same language. We've all come from the Royal Air Force. We've all got the same pedigree. So it's a really nice niche to fit into, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Right, let's talk about the aeroplane itself. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, the aeroplane we're flying is called an Extra 300. It's essentially designed for unlimited aerobatics. So it can do some very difficult or interesting gyroscopic manoeuvres, we call them. So using a lot of what the engine does with the output of the engine to help the aeroplane perform the aerobatic manoeuvres. It was designed purely for aerobatics, but we actually use it for passenger flying. So first and foremost, our day-to-day job is taking people flying to show them what it's like to do formation aerobatics. Now, I'll rewind a little bit. Back when the team was set up in 2006, it was actually established by an ex-Red Arrows leader, a guy called Andy Offer, and his business colleague, Chris Norton, who he was, when he was Red One, one question he was always asked is, can we come flying with you? And the answer, of course, is no, it's a military outfit. Sorry, we can't just take you flying. So when he left the Royal Air Force, he said, well, there's a gap in the market here. Why don't we set up a formation display team where you can take people flying and show them what it's like with an ex-Red Arrows pilot, of roughly akin to the manoeuvres that the team are performing. So that's exactly what he did, 2006. Put the aeroplanes in a four-ship. We take passengers into formation aerobatics, so doing loops and rolls and things. And then we split up into singletons and do the gyroscopic manoeuvres I've just been talking about in the Extra. So we can show people what G-force really feels like, what spinning is like, what flying vertically, doing stall turns, doing torque rolls. And it's a really good way of giving people a buzz. And the feedback we get is brilliant. And what I find really exhilarating is the feedback I get in the air, on the intercom, as you can tell how much these people are enjoying it. Because it is such an abnormal experience that it's hopefully a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Wow, one day I might be up there myself. One day, you never know. It must be a complete contrast, is it, from flying the Hawk T1?
The Hawk is a very different beast to this. So the Hawk, it weighs around 5.5 tons. This weighs probably about 700 kilograms. So weight difference is incredible. The power difference is also incredible. But this is relatively high powered for that weight, so 300 horsepower. But the Hawk obviously was designed as a fast jet trainer, so it's quite crisp. It does what you tell it to do. It can go fast. You have to land on a relatively long runway. It can go very high. It can go in cloud. It can do lots of things that fast jets are expected to do. This is very good at aerobatics. It's good in formation. You can't fly in cloud, as I mentioned before. You can land on short runways. You can land on grass. You can throw it around. You can do things that if you tried in a jet engine, the jet engine would cough and splutter and conk out. So you could do stall turns, for example. So it's a very, very different beast. And the thing about flying this aeroplane is the fact that it's a tail dragger. So it has a tail wheel, as opposed to most modern aircraft, which have what we call a tricycle undercarriage. So two main wheels and a nose wheel. This has a tail wheel. And most of the difficulty in learning how to fly this aeroplane is actually getting used to ground manoeuvring and takeoff and landing in a tailwheel aeroplane, because it's just not something that Royal Air Force pilots have been trained in the past. So that's been quite a big step.
Well, give us a little teaser about the display, what we can expect this weekend at Riyadh.
The display is 15 minutes long, and in those 15 minutes you'll see around 30 different manoeuvres. So we might be together as a four-ship, we might be as pairs, we might be as singletons, we might be as a three-ship. It's quite varied. So it's not like maybe other formation teams where you have all the formation together then split up in different elements. We're splitting and rejoining throughout the show, so hopefully it's quite varied. And because it's a smaller, lighter, slower aircraft, we can actually come closer to the crowd. So we can actually come an extra 80 meters closer, down to 100 feet, and you get quite a distinct noise from the engine in the Extra. It's because of the propeller, it makes quite a distinct noise. So it makes a little bit of a raspy noise, but I think it's quite distinct.
And Mike, on Sunday, the Blades doing a bit of a special fly pass.
We are. Now, there's obviously there's a lot of transport aircraft here. career. A lot of transport aircraft are propeller-driven aircraft, and one of those is the Airbus A400, and this year Airbus are celebrating their 50th anniversary. So to mark that and to make it a bit of a special occasion, they've asked if we'll join them. So I think there's going to be, a quick bit of maths, there's going to be 44 propeller blades in formation as we come along the display line. So I'd like to think it's just going to be a different formation with propeller aircraft. So hopefully it'll highlight the fact that Airbus are celebrating 50 years.
And as you said, it's the debut for the blades here at Riyadh, first ever time, but not for the team, is it really? You've all experienced Riyadh before, and particularly yourself, a good number of years consecutively.
Indeed, it is the first time we've been invited to Riyadh, so a real honour for us to be here. And it's we're almost punching above our weight being here, but it's great when we park up next to other aeroplanes that are obviously a lot faster, a lot bigger, a lot heavier than we are. But it's nice to be involved and see people that we know. As you say, I've spent a number of years here, and all my teammates have been here in one way or another, either with the Red Arrows or with other display aircraft or support aircraft. So it's home from home. It doesn't really change, which is always the best thing. You come here and you know exactly where everything is, and it's great. It was such a good feeling landing here earlier on, not just because of the weather, but the fact that, you know, you just straight away see friendly faces and people that you can chat to straight off, and it's very warm hosting. So brilliant from an aircrew perspective, but also seeing the crowd. And hopefully, I've been on social media in the build up this week, a lot of people have been saying we're looking forward to seeing your display, not seeing it at Riyadh before. And of course there are probably some people who think, well, maybe the blades don't really fit here, but I think that's not the case. I think we'd like to bring something different and show them what we can do.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it. I know everyone else is looking forward to it. Mike Ling at the blades, thanks for joining us. Enjoy Riyadh 2019.
Yeah, thank you, Richie, and yeah, hope everyone has a great day and keeps dry.
This is Rich Wyeth. It's Air Tattoo Live 87.7 FM.